AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some Olympic champions were on Capitol Hill today, but they weren't talking about their sport.
Enough is enough.
Simone Biles and Ali Reisman testifying before a Senate committee about the slow reaction by the FBI to allegations that they were sexually assaulted by team doctor Larry Nassar.
All we needed was one adult to do the right thing.
FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized.
The actions and inaction of the FBI employees detailed in this report are totally unacceptable. These individuals betrayed the core duty that they have of protecting people. They failed to protect young women and girls from abuse.
At least 40 girls and women said they were molested after the FBI had been made aware of Nassar in 2015. The House Energy and Commerce Committee has dealt an ominous, if symbolic, blow to President Biden's 10-year, $3.5 trillion spending plan, derailing a proposal allowing Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices. Ways and Means Committee kept that alive by approving nearly identical language. Food and Drug Administration Advisory Panel will debate later this week on the evidence behind Pfizer's coronavirus booster shot application. AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest.
On Friday, a government advisory panel will review data on the Pfizer shot and if there's sufficient proof it would be safe and useful for Americans to get a third dose. Pfizer says immunity against milder infection does wane around 6 to 8 months, also citing a study from Israel, finding older adults who received a booster shot were far less likely to become infected, even as the Delta variant spreads. One U.S. expert says the key to stopping Delta is getting more people their initial shots, not upping the resistance of those already protected from serious illness. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. Police continue the search for a Florida woman who went missing on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend this summer. Mike Gracia has more.
Police in Florida said Wednesday the boyfriend of a young woman who vanished during their cross-country trip in a converted camper van is now a person of interest in her disappearance. Investigators say 22-year-old Gabrielle Gabby Petito was last in contact with her family in late August. She and boyfriend Brian Laundrie were visiting Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming at the time. Northport, Florida police say Laundrie returned to their home in the van on September 1st and he has not cooperated with investigators. The van has been impounded by police. I'm Mike Gracia.
Elon Musk's SpaceX launches its first charter flight this evening. Fellow billionaire Jared Isaacman paying the tab for himself and three fellow passengers who will spend 3 days in an orbit that's 100 miles higher than the International Space Station. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.